On the show today, we have MDT's very own Carla Bettens and LaughQ's Kelly Ellsworth Etchison talking about how LaughQ modernized their member experience by leveraging digital onboarding's solution through their partnership with MDT. Really, really good stuff here from both Carla and Kelly, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, do we have an episode for you? But let's do some introductions first, shall we? So right next to me is member-driven technology's very own Carla Bettens. Carla, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mike.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. And then right below us is Kelly Ellsworth Etchison from, dare I say, LaughQ.
You dare? Hello.
Good to have you here. Yeah, we were talking before the recording. I was like, is that really the name of the credit union, LaughQ? And you're like, yes, it is. So we're going to. So I'm really happy to hear that. I like having a fun name. And actually, it really sticks. That's never going to leave my brain now. So it's a good marketing there for you guys as well, Kelly. So, but glad to have you both here. And today we're talking about how LaughQ has modernized your member experience by leveraging the digital onboarding through the partnership with Member Driven Technologies. And Carla, I'm going to start with you on this one. So can you tell us about, I want to hear about the partnership with digital onboarding and how it works to help credit unions. And then Kelly, I'll come to you about what prompted you to go in this direction. So Carla, so tell me about this partnership with digital onboarding and how it helps credit unions.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Great question. And so late in 2019, actually, we started discussions with digital onboarding and had an existing relationship to their channel manager. They just happened to be with another partner of ours. And so we saw a real gap as it relates to just the overall opportunities, both from a product portfolio perspective in our base, MDT offering to our, you know, to our clients, a gap as far as an opportunity for a fintech company like digital onboarding to assist our clients with really just the adoption and engagement of their membership. And so when we went through the due diligence process with digital onboarding, really primarily throughout early 2020, I said 19 and I meant late 20. Okay. I think those are all getting blurry,
yes,
right?
They are. Correct.
And so it was actually late 20 that we started conversations, and then really early into 21, you know, fast forwarded those, went through our due diligence process that we go through as far as just vetting our partners, because we take those really to heart. To assure that they align with all of our key drivers, which are security, service, growth, and people. And so took that through the process. And we really did, as mentioned, identify a gap that we felt truly could assist our clients from the perspective of helping them with engaging and adopting products and services with their members. And so reached out to LaughQ as an owner of MDT. They were early in the, very close to the process of transitioning a digital platform, saw an opportunity. That happened to transpire just slightly before we actually finalized our partnership. And then really the rest is history with LaughQ being our first client to go live.
Ooh, all right. Well, I think Carla set the stage for you, Kelly. So what prompted you guys to go in this direction? Because it sounds like it's been a good move.
Yeah, it has been. And it's a newer launch for us. It's only been a few months. But, you know, as Carla said, identifying that gap, right? And so we have been already communicating as far as onboarding our members through trigger letters, having those welcome letters, doing, you know, e-blast. And so we had this gap, though, on that digital piece, mm-hmm. of how we can further engage our members early on as new members. You know, how do we get them to get that checking account, you know, really activated, like that debit card with it, and get it activated and not have to. I mean, I was, you know, having a conversation with Carla, and I was telling her, you know, kind of like that movie, Show Me the Money. Yeah. You know, you had me at, the member doesn't have to call in and get their account number to set up direct deposit. That was huge for me. That was like the game changer for me. When members are brand new, and they're getting their direct deposit set up. And you really want that as a financial institution. You want them to be engaged with you. And so what do? They call us to get their account number. And so it's not like the old days where you send out the member card, you know, with their member number on it. You remember those days? Mm-hmm. And so they call us to get their account number. Well, wow. What if we can simplify that? And then they can just do that right in that digital space.
Yep.
And through a secure link, get their account number and just finish that direct deposit, mm-hmm. Right there mm-hmm. in that onboarding space. And so we started out right away with doing a checking account activation to get our members engaged with us. And so right now we're doing one with new members and our existing members and making sure that they further engage. Download that mobile banking app and you know, upload your do the card on file. And mm-hmm. so that it's easy when you go and shop and you use do Netflix and Amazon and whoever else you're using. And so it was just a no-brainer. Like I said, they've said a whole lot during the presentation, but the minute they said the member doesn't have to call to get their account number, I was like, where do I sign?
Wow. Well, that kind of leads me to my next question. So what is it about the technology that really made you guys move in this direction? Was it kind of the simplification of it, the ease of it, obviously all those buzzwords, was it anything else out there that you...
It was all of that.
Okay.
And as we did, you know, Carla talked about that we were migrating to a different digital platform, so a different mobile banking provider. And so as we were doing that and having this just really be able to reside in that space, it just was easy and simplified. And really, I think it's what consumers have come to expect today.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it just made sense for us to move in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth. This is an expectation now. It's not something really cool to have or a nice to have thing. This is a necessary, this is a necessity now. So you're spot on right there. And Carla, so how did your organizations work together to get this off the ground and make it such a success?
Yeah, great question. And so prior to us actually, inking that partnership relationship with Digital Onboarding, we actually, again, started conversations with LAFQ. So it was a nice, streamlined process. But ultimately, what was another key too, really to the partnership and with LAFQ, was the integration work that we did. And we were excited to actually be part of Digital Onboarding's partnership as it relates to developing the integration to the Symitar platform. Mm-hmm. It's one thing that we do very well at MDT. And so part of that process with LAFQ was actually designing and working out, the specifications, requirements, and actually delivering the integration for them. And so they were they were working kind of side by side with us, through the proof of concept, through this, our entire due diligence, security tollgate process, making sure that there were no issues there. And so I think that added quite a bit of value. And as an owner, certainly assisted us too as well.
Mm-hmm. And you guys you keep talking about LAFQ being an owner. You guys are a CUSO, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yes, that's what I thought. And Kelly, so do you have any type of results type data or any anecdotes to mm-hmm. kind of illustrate what you guys are talking about here?
So, I kind of anticipated that would be a question that you would ask.
I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know, Kelly.
Right. This isn't my first rodeo, so I figured you'd want to know that, right? And so we do have some early results. And we have to further build that out because, like I said, I think it was November, mid-November when we were set to go with
okay.
this. And it could have been late October. But so with our new members, even with like the open rate, we're like really excited. It's at 64% open rate on that. With our existing members, it's 59%. Open rate. So they're opening it up and they're starting to, follow it through because there's a series of journeys
mm-hmm.
that we call, it's a campaign, but in digital onboarding platform, it's called journeys. And so
okay.
there's a series that the person kind of walks through, and then once they complete it, so it takes a minute for them to get it all complete, right? They may not complete all of them. So the first one is just that, really that welcome. And then it may be like, hey, download the mobile banking app. And then they'll start to get reminders if they haven't yet set up their direct deposit. Mm-hmm. And so to have those end results is a little too early for that, because they've got to complete the whole cycle of those journeys. Mm-hmm. But we're just excited at seeing what those initial open rates are, and that they're starting to get engaged in that journey to completion.
How do they compare to the previous open rates? I mean, I don't know if you have those numbers, and I don't mean to like have a question from left field or anything like that, but I'm just kind of curious as to kind of compare and contrast that.
Yeah. So previously in a digital space, we didn't really have an onboarding.
Oh, okay. Well,
in that digital space.
Right there. Yeah.
So we're building new from the ground up with the
benchmarking
and so forth. Before that, you know, it was our e-blast that we would send out. It's the trigger letters that we call them trigger letters that, we would send out to welcome someone and onboard them and remind them, you know, to download the mobile banking app and so forth. And so we're really kind of early on in that part of it. We don't really have that comparison because we didn't have a digital onboarding.
That makes sense. Yeah, before. Totally makes sense. But this seems more, I guess, consolidated, more concise, more cohesive, I guess, where you can actually kind of track and see what's going on too, and much, much easier for the member, I would think. So, because we've all been through those kind of hodgepodge processes where you're trying to get something to work or get something set up, and it's like, oh my gosh, you're tearing out your hair. So, but this sounds really, really easy. So good stuff. And Carl, I'm coming to you on this one. So what's next for your organization? As Kelly said, you guys are still early on in this whole process. What's next for you guys with this?
Well, specifically with digital onboarding, Mike, right?
Yeah. Sure. And as well as LAFCU as well.
Yeah. So just focusing on digital onboarding, because we're their partner from the integration perspective, we're actually now into, by way of an example, a V3 version, if you will, with continued enhancements based on certain data elements that not only LAFCU as a business partner of the three, we've got three other clients that have actually provisioned the product in. Yeah, it's been a great win, and but you know, we see a lot of buzz and opportunity from about a dozen clients right now in our pipeline, if I just may. And so that's exciting. But back to what Kelly mentioned, as far as just building on the journeys and the opportunities, what we see is just being able to help our clients in our space share the different types of journeys that they're doing for their credit union, and how that can be cascaded to other NDT clients too as well. Tons of opportunities. And, you know, one of the things when I started working with DO was, you know, my wheels were spinning quite a bit as far as just how many problems, so to speak, that those journeys could solve and, you know, create better service. And again, as I say, engagement and whatnot with the members. But the most important thing is really that adoption rate.
Yeah.
And getting that member closer to becoming that primary, you know, the primary FI, right? And so that's key. And as Kelly said, what's really special about the DO solution is being able to measure that success. Maybe not so much exactly from past, as you alluded to, but being able to see those wins. And working with our clients next, Mike, too, is, and DO is really, they do a great job really showing the return on investment. And that can be a little soft at times, you know, with numbers and whatnot, but we've seen some great success and some excitement as we go through that process with DO and our clients to help support the value. And so it's truly a triage of a partnership between, you know, DO, our clients, and NDT.
Yeah, definitely. And the beauty of this, as we know, as we all know with technology, the beauty of it, it's just going to get better. this process is going to get better and better. So you guys are on this great launch pad right now to better serving your members. And like you said, Kelly, that this is expected now. So, yeah. And your members are, you're kind of lockstep with all the other, the Amazons and the Uber, that type of stuff. So you're really lockstep with that. So good stuff, ladies. And my last question here, Carl, I'll stick with you on this one. Then Kelly, I'll come to you as well. But anything else here to wrap up? Any final words here or any advice for other credit unions who might be on the fence about this type of stuff? Carly, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, good question. I would say, you know, as simple as it may be, if you want to increase your adoption of products and, you know, streamline your processes and leverage your digital channels to be able to do that,
mm-hmm.
I can't say enough about the BO solution and, frankly, even more importantly, the people behind it. And so we've had just, it's been a pleasure working with them. And I've worked with a number of partners as I spearheaded that part of our organization at MDT before I just recently moved into the VP of Marketing Communication. And I was instrumental in that partnership. And it was just, when you find some good energy and a connection there with a partner, you know, there's something to say about that, right?
No doubt.
And so I would say, if anything, you know, just take a peek at it. Doesn't hurt, right? And see where there's, you know, some opportunities for that to better engagement and, again, the adoption of your products and services electronically.
Indeed. Kelly, I'll let you have the final word here.
No, I would agree with everything that Carla just said. And for credit unions that may want to look at texting platforms and so forth. So you can text from this platform and you can do opt-ins to right from this platform. And so we can do the opt-in campaigns. And I think that's huge for credit unions to be able to meet those, you know, regulatory requirements that we're opting people in before we start sending out, you know, text messaging and so forth. And so just the sky really is the limit as to what journey, what campaign you want to build out as it meets your corporate objectives. And so I think that credit unions, if they don't have a digital onboarding presence, then they need to have one, and that would be with digital onboarding. So
yeah, I think you're definitely gonna
get paid for that. That was a pretty good commercial there at the end. I need
he has a soundbite. Very cool. But I think you're right, Kelly. If you don't have something like this, you're really behind the eight ball. Because like you said earlier in the interview, this stuff is expected now. And you got to get in the game for sure. All right, ladies. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Sounds like you got to have a lot on your plate. But and I don't want to keep you from your jobs because you're doing such a great job. But thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it and look forward to getting this one out there for you.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.